Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the finished work of the cross. This is the last section, part three, and this is the last week of going through this amazing word from God. You know, we spoke about this and we said everything that God's going to do for you has already been done. It is already accomplished. So when you say, I know God's gonna heal me, you're putting your faith off into the future, and faith is now. Faith is not in the future, faith is now. And God, you got to remember, is in the now and is in the past. He's everywhere because there's no space, time, or matter in heaven. So when faith is in action, faith is now, and you start saying what God said, and God said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed, or he became poor so that you can be rich. So we call things that are not as though they were, and we use our mouths more for creation than we do for communication. That's a powerful word. We saw that in the beginning, Adam, when God told him to name the animals, once he spoke them into existence, that's what they became. And so we're just excited to understand this and to get moving with God in the now faith and to call things that are not, because it's already done. It's already completed. It's already finished. Jesus is not coming back to get you more healing. He's not coming back to get you more salvation. He's not coming back to get you more financial blessings. He completed it at the finished work of the cross when he said, it is finished. So we want you to start to believe that what God has said is the truth. And God said, have I not said it? And shall I not make it good? And I watch over my word to perform it. So let's pick up and see what God's telling us today in Jesus' name. Let's join the service.
If you need healing, know that your healing has already been accomplished. Amen. And if you believe that, you're not going to say, I know God's going to heal me. What are you going to say?
I am healed.
What are you doing? You're calling things that are not in the 3D realm as though they were. And that's how you bring it down from the spiritual, heavenly, eternal realm into the 3D realm. By calling it that is not as though it were. So instead of saying, I'm sick, it's not going to work, you say by the stripes on his back, I am healed. Even when you got the sickness in your body, I am healed. But you're lying. No, you're not. God said it. And if I agree with God, there's no lie. Ooh. I'm just a realist. No, be a realist with the word of God. I just call it as I see it. That's your problem. He said, don't look at the things you can see. 2 Corinthians 4:18. He said, don't look at the things that you can see, but look at the things that are unseen. What are the unseen things? They're the things stored up in the heavenly realm that you want in the realm that you can see. Amen. He said, because the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are unseen, what he's spoken, healing, is eternal. And I need to get it from eternity into 3D realm. How do I do that? With my mouth, with my heart, with my belief, I speak it. And when someone says, no, it won't happen, I stay away from them and I speak it. Amen. Get rid of the naysayers. Don't hang with naysayers. Come to a place like this where we all believe in, yeah, we can be healed today. Because we're already healed. That's why he says, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together. Because when you're here together, there's more of a corporate anointing. See, Jesus had all the anointing. He had the fivefold ministry anointing. Yes.
or fourfold. Some of us have got one or two. But when we come together, you get a completeness of Jesus Christ. And in that kind of atmosphere, you can't help but be touched. Glory, glory, glory. If you need restoration for your marriage, for your children, know that restoration has already been accomplished. If you need to get out of a financial mess and financial woes, know that you've already been abundantly supplied. I mean, I've heard so many Christians say, "My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Can you loan me 50 bucks? No, it's funny, but it happens. That means you're not fully persuaded. Now, we're all at that place sometime in our life. I was there for many, many years. You know, faith with hints. I used to say, "Well, if I don't get the money, I can't come to lunch with you." "Don't worry, we'll buy it for you." Cool. That's faith with hints. But we all go through something. I remember many, many years ago, them towing my car away. I was about 19. What did I know about money and tithe? I didn't even know the word tithe existed. And they came and took my car in front of me, which I love. So things happen. We all go through times in our lives, but we have to get over that and we have to elevate. So wherever you are right now, it doesn't matter. As long as your mind starts to think in line with the Word of God and you start to work according to the Word of God, you'll be elevated above sickness, above financial woes, above disaster in your families and things like that. You've got to elevate to the way of God's thinking. And remember, God himself said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways." That's how he said it. Well, it just so happens that the Bible says, "Have the mind in you that was also in Christ Jesus." Well, if that's the case, I can think like God. How do I think like God? I renew my mind. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world and its way of thinking, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I transform my thinking from the world's way of thinking into the way God thinks. You can do it. So we can have the thoughts of God. Can you say amen? But in order to walk in all of these blessings, you have got to believe God's word is true and claim what God's word says. You have to believe his word is true and you've got to claim what his word says. Well, what does it say? He says provision, restoration, and deliverance has already been accomplished for you. Provision? How many of you need provisions? All of us do. Restoration? We all need restoration. Don't you agree? Yeah. Healing, all the things that we already need, deliverance, it's already done. Amen. Amen. You see, let me just say this. We sometimes think of God sitting on a chair, on a throne, big crown throne. I used to think he had a long white beard. No, I really did. I thought he was an old man. I mean, he's been around for eternity, right? And he had this beard, and I used to think he was out to harm me. I really had that belief. I believe that God didn't want to bless me. I never heard God so loved you that he sent Jesus, his beautiful son, for you. I didn't get that in my spirit. But you know what? I also need a little bit of you guys forgive me on that, because when I was in church, it was done in Latin. So if they said it, I never knew it. Come on. All right, so I'm giving myself a pass right there. But once I heard it, it changed everything in my life. And so God started to reveal to me, he said, "Don't meditate. Don't meditate in what you can see and what you can feel. Stop meditating in that. Meditate in what my word says. Focus on what my word says." And so when I get a symptom on me, I don't sit there thinking, "Oh, arthritis, carpal tunnel, back, spasm." I don't think that. I'd love to. There are many times where I want to think it. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Feel a little pain in your chest and your whole family died from heart attack. You start thinking what? It's your heart. It's the way it works. Amen. And I refuse. There are no timeouts, because if you take a timeout and think, well, my mom did die from it and I'm probably going to, if you take that timeout, you're going to end up in trouble. There is no timeout in the kingdom of God. You've got to just keep that faith, man. You got to, he says, having done all, put on the helmet, the breastplate, the chest, the shoes, the belt, the whole lot, take the shield, take the sword, and having done all of that, stand. You got to stand. You can't, you don't have the privilege of forgetting and going the other way. He said, take those thoughts captive. And those thoughts are persistent. Persistent, I tell you. Amen. So if you've got any contradicting reports in your life, God says, whose report are you going to believe? That's a scripture. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a doctor, a bank manager, a prime minister, a president, World Health Organization, or are you going to believe God's word? Now, listen, I'm not saying about corona and all that. Take precautions, wear masks, do whatever you need to do. But get to the place where I believe, where God said, by the stripes on my back, I walk in divine health. Jesus himself, Romans 8:17, took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Well, if that's the case, he took my sin and bore my punishment, correct? Yeah. Do I have to take my sin and bear the punishment again? No. Well, if he took my sickness and bore my infirmities, do I have to take that again? No. This is the kind of place where we come together and we speak the word of God in its fullness, and we don't say, well, but no, we speak it as it is. And if I need to make some changes, then I need to look at myself and make the change. Stop blaming people around you. Yes, maybe you had abuse growing up. Horrible, terrible stuff, but let it go. 40 years later, you need to get past it. God can heal it. God will pour the healing balm of Gilead all over your spirit, your heart. He'll take it away so you forget about it. And all those abuse situations you can be completely free of. I don't know if you believe this, but we're talking about God. God, hello? Elohim, the self-existent one. Amen. And so what we've got to do is get the help from the resources that God has sent to you. But build your faith up while you're doing it. Keep building your faith up. If God said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed, and you want to believe that, and you're trying and you're speaking it, but you're not there yet, go to the doctor. Go to the emergency room if you need to. But even while you're there, my God, he's healed me. God has healed me. I walk in divine health. While you're taking the medication, while they're sticking the needle in your butt, say it. And let me tell you something. If they come up with a needle, I'm healed instantly. I don't need no needle. I am scared. I'm like a baby. I'm not joking. You show me that needle, I'm healed, and I walk out. How many of you like needles? Let me see your hands. How many like needles stuck in you? Listen, I'm not talking acupuncture. I'm talking when this thing goes in. Ugh. Ugh. And I'm sure I've got a lot of bones, because they always seem to hit a bone when I was growing up. And that's pain. I don't need that. I don't want that. I don't have to have that. I can, while I'm getting the shot, I can be saying, Jesus, I thank you for the stripes on your back that brought my healing and my health to my life. I thank you so much for that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.